How's everyone doing? Welcome to the Habitcast. We are here premiering season two of the Habitcast. I'm Mike Sutton, President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity, and I am joined by my co-host, Morgan Burchetti. Morgan, welcome to season two.
Hey, Mike. Welcome. I'm so excited to be here.
This is so exciting. You know, it's season two, so we thought we would change up the intro a little bit.
I like it.
I think the next episode, we're going right back to what we were doing.
We'll see.
Because I'm out of my comfort zone for some reason. I kind of like
you. That's where growth
comes
from.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. But thank you for tuning in. Today is all about talking about a new initiative at Habitat, but something that has been many, many years in the making. Yeah. So we recently opened our education center at Habitat. And so we thought we would have our Chief Program Officer, Jack Shanks, with us today. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully.
Good. So Jack's been with us now. How long have you been with us, Jack? 4 or 5 years?
About 4.5 years.
Has it really been that long? Wow. You know, it's weird. Sometimes you feel like you've been working together, you know, for 10 years, and then there's sometimes where it's like, gosh, you've been here that long, you know? So, but you've been a instrumental part in Habitat's growth over the years, and we're so glad that you're on the Habitat team. You obviously are overseeing our brand new education center, which just opened in 2021. So, but it was a long time coming.
It was. From the concept to seeing it come to fruition and built, and you can walk in it and see it and touch it, we cannot wait to get this thing started.
So Morgan and I were joking just recently about how we have a homeowner selection area now in this new space. And this homeowner selection area is really where the homeowner candidates will come in and they pick their cabinets, their countertops, their colors, and we lay out their plans and kind of show them how their house will be situated and all that. And it's really kind of elevating the experience. But we were joking that prior to this brand new space that's sponsored by Tibbetts Lumber, we used to have like a little tub that we would walk around with. And it was a little cheesy how we have to pull out all the little. We made do, but
yeah.
It was, you know,
construction made it work, but now it's
a huge step up.
The homeowner candidates, they were so excited to get to see their stuff when it was in the tub.
Yeah.
And now they walk in and, you know, the eyes are just everywhere. There's so much to see.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so beautiful and clean and new.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it is the way that it's constructed and built is going to remain that way.
Yeah.
So it's very, very exciting.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah,
neat.
It's pretty awesome.
So so as you walk into the homeowner education center, we obviously have the home buyer selection area.
Mm-hmm.
We also have three breakout rooms.
Yes.
Tell us about the three breakout rooms.
So the three breakout rooms, first of all, they were designed beautifully. You walk in and it feels like home. It feels safe and comfortable and open to somebody talking about some tough things.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's finances, or if it's decision making, or maybe they're just having a bad day and they want to talk about it, or maybe they're having a great day and they want to talk about how awesome things are going for them.
Yeah.
That's a great place to go and have those conversations one-on-one, where you're out of the public view and you're not with everybody else. You can have those one-on-one deep conversations. And we have three of them.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Plenty of room.
And each one is sponsored by somebody different, and each one has its own flavor when you walk inside.
So Morgan, tell us about the rooms and
and
about those sponsorships that Jack just mentioned.
Sure. So that first room is our Republic Bank breakout room. It's their foundation actually sponsored it. So that has a really beautiful mural on the wall with artwork provided by Republic Bank Foundation. And that space, it's actually exactly what you just said. So that feeling of home is kind of what it was designed to be feeling. Like, instead of like you're not going to walk into an office and sit in front of a desk, it's really a one-on-one space. So the next two rooms are also sponsored, and that's the first one is Joe Trapani, who was an amazing partner of ours, who actually wanted to be able to honor one of our success stories. So when we were talking about our homeowner candidates and our homeowners who've completed the program, thinking about somebody who has really gone above and beyond, and just you could really see the impact of their success with the program, was our board member, Tavisha Early.
Mm-hmm.
So Tavisha is an RN. She's a mother and she's amazing. She sits on the board with Tamara DeBose, who is also a Habitat homeowner,
mm-hmm.
who has a dedicated space in this office, in our admin office, which is pretty cool. So that was really great to be able to honor her and create that space where you can walk into that room as a homeowner candidate and see kind of her success story. So you see her at her home dedication, you see her graduating with her RN and her BSN, and then, you know, she was actually there for the ribbon cutting, which was really cool. So she got to meet Joe, which was awesome. And then finally the last room kind of has a travel and art feel, and that's in honor of Mary and Rich, who was one of our amazing partners. So that space has the same kind of feel where you can think about the future. And I think the idea of that room was really to be there, be comfortable, and think about what's next as a reminder of maybe you are having that tough day and you're facing challenges right now, but you can look around and feel like there's hope and there's positivity to move forward after you get over whatever challenge is ahead of you. So
much thought and preparation went into the build out of those three rooms. Mm-hmm. And obviously all three rooms will be used for one-on-one education, a lot of financial literacy type mm-hmm. trainings. And again, we can't thank Republic Bank, Marion Rich, and Joe Trapani enough for their support.
Absolutely.
And they all made five-year commitments to ensure that these spaces were dedicated for homeowners and to the education of our program, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
Yeah.
So let's shift to kind of probably one of the main focal points of the education space, and that's the Truist Education Room, and which is dedicated large classroom space.
Mm-hmm. It is. The technology that's in there, the space, and once again, just the strategic way that it was designed, mm-hmm. it's conducive to learning. If somebody told me that I had to go and sit through a financial class, the first thing I'm going to do is just dread it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to dread it. But with our program education manager, Sandra Holmes, and some partners that we have in the community and within Habitat, the classes have been developed as such so that they're fun, they're interactive. And now we have this education center where it's not a place, it's a destination.
Yeah.
So our homeowner candidates can come in and utilize this area. And the focal point is up front, where that giant TV is.
Yeah.
The smart TV, and it makes it so much easier.
We'll start having football watch parties in there on Sundays. Nobody will even know.
All right, I'll show you. But it truly is a conducive place to get everybody together. And one of the things that we did during the pandemic, the biggest portions of it, was continue to build. What wasn't so great was the separation that all of our homeowner candidates had from each other. Mm-hmm. They met each other through Zoom, sometimes on the sites once we got back into it. But now we have these classes and they can interact and we can have these things again. I cannot wait to get this thing started.
Yeah, it's an amazing space. And you mentioned Sandra, and I thought I would take an opportunity just to congratulate her, mm-hmm. number one, on she's put together a revised and revisioned homeowner education series, complete with syllabus and descriptions of every single program mm-hmm. that we offer. And so, I remember back, 8 years ago when I started here at Habitat, our education program was really small. We had just a couple classes that families were required to go through. Mm-hmm. But over the years, we've added to that. And we're now at a place where we have well over 25 homebuyer education classes. Some are financially focused, some are focused around how to be a good neighbor, and then some are focused around kind of what's next, right? Like, how do you engage in the community? How do you become more civic-minded? Mm-hmm. And Sandra's done a phenomenal job of building out that program. And where we are now is just a testament to her focus as well as your leadership. And I think it really, it's what makes a difference between a family going through our program and going through any other type of home buyer program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so you guys have done a great job.
Thank you.
Like it. So Jack, tell us a little bit, so how's this space going to have a greater impact for Habitat?
Well, again, it's going to be a destination. Mm-hmm. Whenever we bring somebody through and show them the space, the eyes are just wide.
Yeah.
They can't believe that within our ReStore is this area dedicated strictly to education. That's the whole purpose, is to create better citizens and homeowners, mm-hmm. right here in our community. So the impact is immense. It's not just going to impact the homeowners, it's going to impact their children. Mm-hmm. We will have classes in the very near future geared towards the kids. So when we're talking about generational wealth, we're preparing the next generation to take over this legacy of home ownership in the future. Mm-hmm. And it's not just helping the children now. it's the support structures around the homeowner candidates that are currently going through the program and the ones that are coming in. It's going to alleviate burdens on them as well, because the homeowner candidates aren't just going to take this this information and not share it. Mm-hmm. They're going to take it to their home, mm-hmm. their moms and dads and yeah. support structures
yeah.
and say, look what I learned today. Mm-hmm. We hear about that all the time. I was just talking to a homeowner candidate about 2 hours ago, and we were utilizing one of the breakout rooms to have these discussions. And she was talking about how the impact has affected her kids already. They're asking those questions.
Yeah.
You know, how do I save? What's this look like? You know, now Christmas is right around the corner. They're already geared up for Christmas in the future. Mm-hmm. They know that this Christmas, it might be a little smaller than the tree, still impactful, mm-hmm. but at the same time, the goal is homeownership.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. I worked for 5 years with a Habitat affiliate in Texas, and I always used to think sweat equity was the changing mechanism for the families we serve. And I don't know kind of where it changed for me or kind of what clicked, but you guys have heard me talk a lot about how much I feel education is what changes behaviors and changes the trajectory for families mm-hmm. in our program. And I'm really proud of what we've been able to do through the education piece by increasing education. Still putting a focus on sweat equity. It builds a lot of pride being able to, you know, put in your windows and put in your doors and all that stuff. But that education is life changing, mm-hmm. right? So tell us, Jack, give us a couple examples of a few classes that we teach. Like highlight maybe those two or three that you think are, you know, probably our most impactful mm-hmm. classes.
Sure. So when a homeowner candidate comes into the program, we talk about the Welcome to Habitat orientation.
Mm-hmm.
That's impactful in its own way because it really is the key to learning about what's getting ready to happen while they're going through the program. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That first Saturday mm-hmm. is a 3-hour budgeting class. And once again, if you told me I had to do a budgeting class, the first thing I'm going to do is just
drop out of the printer.
Bring a pillow. Yeah. But this is different. This is different. This class, and this is what we tell them. This is going to change your life. Your outlook after this 3 hours is going to change everything for the rest of your life. This is the information that they're going to take and pass on to their family members right. and their friends. And everybody that I know has these notes that they take during the classes because they can get sweat equity for turning their notes in.
Mm-hmm.
So that counts.
Mm-hmm.
But the budgeting class is probably the single most impactful class that we teach, followed by the financial education series. We have several financial education workshops that the homeowners will sit through. On top of that, we have some really cool classes like being a good neighbor. How about this guy?
Oh.
And, you know, we give real-world examples of how to resolve conflicts in the neighborhood. We do it in a fun, interactive way.
I have some neighbors that I wish would go through that class.
Send them out of my own
way. I'm telling you.
We also have electives where we're going to have a food prep class.
Okay.
You know, because if you think about it, prepping your food mm-hmm. saves money in the long run,
mm-hmm.
you know? We have brand new class we haven't even taught yet that's coming into the new year, cyber awareness
okay.
and cyber security.
That's becoming huge.
Oh, yeah.
Identity theft and all that.
Exactly. Yeah. And once again, that's something that the HOC, the homeowner candidates, can share with their children, their mm-hmm. family members, and friends.
Right.
Yeah.
All awesome. Kinds of cool things.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah. That's really cool. So, you know, obviously, all of this wouldn't happen without the sponsors who have stepped up. And what's really cool is that some of the sponsors are also helping to teach some of the classes.
Yeah.
So I know Truist is going to be doing some homeowner education with us.
Yes. So when an applicant comes into the program, we have to go through a process where we present them. It's a very strict process getting into the program. We don't take it lightly. We have to make sure that this household is prepared. This is a challenging program. It's not difficult by any means. It's challenging. There's a lot of discipline that goes in with that. So we do have a look. Now, during that time frame, there is a gap. There's a 2-month gap. We were going to fill that gap with financial education classes and budgeting classes.
Sure.
And Truist is going to help teach those classes.
Yeah.
Their first class is actually going to be in the end of January.
Awesome.
And then every month following that.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a recurring theme there.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
It's very exciting.
That's cool. Well, so again, without the sponsors, we wouldn't have this education center. So we want to thank Truist, the foundation mm-hmm. With Truist. We want to thank the Republic Bank Foundation, Marion Rich, Joe Trapani and his family, as well as Beach Bank, who's also a sponsor on the Education Center. Yeah. Without all these partners, we would not be able to have the education. So I know as we kind of wrap up here, Jack, you know, you've been an integral part to the Habitat team, and we're just thankful to have you here at Habitat. I know our homeowners that go through our program are better off because of your leadership and what you've been able to create at Habitat. So thank you for that. Morgan, you want to ask him your burning question.
Jack, you've heard it 1,000 times,
yes.
I'm sure, by now.
I know what's coming.
I know you know. So what does home mean to you?
Home means a lot of things to me. Primarily, though, it's sanctuary. It doesn't matter where in the world you go. Your home is your home. It's where you go at the end of a rough day. And, you know, sometimes the world gets really, really big. Mm-hmm. And it can be scary out there. And there's lots of decisions you have to make. But you come home and it's your little piece of the entire world that belongs to you. Mm-hmm. Nobody else can touch it. It's mine. Yep. And you can relax, prepare, and then go back out into that big world and take it on.
Yep. Well said.
Awesome. Well said.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, thank you for being with us. Morgan, we're wrapping up episode one of season two.
Wow.
I know.
Thanks, Jack, for joining us on, you know, this inaugural episode.
If you don't mind, I would like to say that I really appreciate the opportunity. I know I kind of butted in there. I'm sorry.
No, please do.
But I also wanted to kind of give a shout out to the staff and my team.
Yeah.
I have an outstanding team that are very, very engaged, high performing, and very passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say thank you to them. I just want to give them a quick shout out.
Awesome.
I love that.
Awesome. Well, we have 72 folks that call Habitat their work home, and it's amazing when all 72 are rowing on the boat in the same direction, what's able to happen. So we're going to build 70 plus homes this year, and we can't do that without the community. So please get plugged into Habitat. You can volunteer, you can donate, you can shop our resources, you can advocate for Habitat. And you can also refer a friend to the Habitat program. So get plugged in. You can tune into our website to find more ways to do that. But thank you so much for being with us on episode 1 of season 2.
What?